This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com. And welcome to today's show. There are times in my recruiting career I wanted to take something, take out a 2x4 and just hit people over the head because they were sending me, sending resumes to me that are a little bit more than Cialis or Viagra resumes. You'll understand what I mean in a minute. And I just want to simply say, listen to today's show. I hope this doesn't apply to you, but if it does, stop it, okay? So if we're not connected on LinkedIn, I want to encourage you, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. I accept connection requests from people in the U.S., as long as the profile doesn't look like a spammer or scammer's profile, and as long as you're not a third-party recruiter. And with that, let's get going. I've been wasting my morning so far today reading resumes that in no way, shape, or form fit anything that people are submitting the jobs for. Here's an example. A resume I just received. It's for an IT director's job. Great cover email. Terrific cover email. I must say, this guy writes good cover letter. Only problem is the resume doesn't back it up. So he tells me about all this wonderful work he's done, both at the last firm and industry he worked at, and in consulting since then. And then you open up the resume, and you discover that he's worked as a consultant for the last 10 years, which is absolutely fine. But he summarized that 10 years in 5 lines, of which 2 of those lines were less than half the line. So let's say it's really 4 lines to cover 10 years. Do you think my client might actually believe this cover letter? I know I don't. You know, I got a lot of smoke blown at me and my time wasted because this person's too lazy to actually give me some data about what he did, probably because he knows it'll knock him out of consideration because it was nonsense work. So for you out there, number one, be considerate of other people and their time. Number two is, and being considerate, I'm saying, don't spam your crap at me. Number two is, if you've got the skills needed for the job, demonstrate the fit in your resume. If you don't be a spammer, because you're nothing more than a Cialis spammer at that point. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.